Proposals to deal with the climate crisis.
Welcome to the Green Science Podcast. I'm Akari Hirano. We all know that greenhouse gases being pumped into the atmosphere are well on the way to causing a climate catastrophe. We're even closer to hitting tipping points such as the Greenland ice sheets disappearing. Unless we quickly come up with some crazy geoengineering schemes, we need urgent global political action to turn the tide. So hopes were high for the latest United Nations Climate Change Conference, but it didn't live up to its claim of keeping global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees. Once again, it seems this was nothing more than a talking shop full of promises but no real action. So I thought we should instead look at some actual proposals that have been made elsewhere. Let's start with the Green New Deal, proposed by some of the more progressive Democrats in the U.S. This ambitious set of proposals wants to decarbonize the entire U.S. economy in 10 years while guaranteeing government-funded green jobs for all who want them. It sounds great, but in my opinion, something like this would cost powerful people in the fossil fuel industries billions of dollars, and we all know that in the U.S., money talks. So I don't believe it has any chance of success. In the European Union, meanwhile, an alternative vision of a Green Deal has been outlined by the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, so it has more political weight behind it than the U.S. version. It aims to combat global warming by making the EU's economy carbon neutral by 2050. This might be too slow for some of you. It is, however, much more realistic than the U.S. version. They also propose to use the EU's increasing soft power, for example, by only engaging in trade deals that contain sections about climate protection.